Equal opportunity lender.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-900-4588. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-900-4588. That's 1-800-900-4588.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go by Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Tula doesn't miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage live from the Peaks. We're already filling up here. We're going to have a massive group out here. Come hang out with us. We'll have a big time. We're probably going to move the whole thing into the party room, I would imagine, in the back when the show ends. But for now, come and see us at Twin Peaks, and we're located where we always are. So come and see us. Come be part of the show and the after party at Twin Peaks. 28 Degree Draft Beer, beautiful women, place to watch all the games. We even have some of our people up at the bar up there. they're outliers right now.
Right.
But come on out and see us at Twin Peaks this afternoon, this evening. Well, we're past this afternoon. The Brewers have a 2-0 lead. Is that right, John?
Yes, sir. 2-0, bottom of the third.
Yeah, that's what I expected. We'll see. We'll see how that goes, but I think the Brewers are going to represent the National League in the World Series. All right, I want to get back to the Carolina Alliance pick'em games. I think we're about halfway through that deal. I'm not exactly sure where we left off. We'll try and pick that up in a minute. By the way, Big Bad Bob out here with all of his contraptions. Bob, I don't know where Bob buys this stuff. I mean, but he always has these things, these like gimmicky things, these mechanical things,
right?
That, you know, that he's always trying to like unleash on you.
you got to be on your toes around here.
Before we get going, let me tell you about Robinhood. Robinhood's an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, cryptos, all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. Totally non-intimidating way for new stock market or newcomers to the stock market to invest for the first time with confidence. You know, we have all sorts of millennials are doing it. You can be any age and get involved in it. So, I mean, it's just an incredible opportunity. You know, and they present you with all sorts of data in a simple, intuitive, clear design, easy to digest way. So you have the tools at your disposal to help you make your decisions. And then the best part is there's no cost or commission fees. Other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade. Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees at all. You trade stocks, you keep all your profits. They provide you with easy to understand charts and market data. You can place a trade with just 4 taps on your smartphone. This is Robinhood. Here's the best thing of all. Robinhood has given my listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at waltd.robinhood.com. waltd.robinhood.com. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Do it today. Hey, by the way, before we get back to the games, I have one other non-football related thing I need to get to.
And what's that?
Ramona, you with me?
I am right here. I know exactly what you're doing.
Good.
Oh, Lord.
I'm bumping around Twitter the other day, and I see it pop up in my trending.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Halloween, and they have a trailer for another episode of Halloween. And do you know, do you realize, you want to feel old? Do you know that the original Halloween came out 40 years ago?
Oof.
40
oh,
years ago. For 40 years, Ed's yelling, I went to the theater to see it. For 40 years, they've been trying to kill off Michael Myers, and they still can't do it. He's back. And not only can
He's
they not
back.
Kill off Michael Myers, he can't kill off Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, she did it too?
She was like, she was supposed to be like a teenager in the first one. Now she's back as a grandmother. You think I'm joking? Jamie Lee Curtis is in this movie as a grandmother, and her intent is the way this, they're not concerned with any of the past episodes or the continuing storyline. They figure by now, you know, enough booze and drugs have probably damaged most of the Halloween viewers that they won't really have kept up with it anyway. So they're not concerned with being loyal to the original script, so they're just making crap up as they go along.
Right.
Yeah.
So the story now is like Michael Myers has been in a nut house for like 40 years.
Wait a minute, they're saying he didn't get out?
No, I just told you. I just explained. No.
Why would you let Michael Myers out of an insane asylum?
Here's the best part. Here's the best part. The trailer that I saw, Michael Myers is chained up. They've got him chained up at this, you know, nut farm. And he's chained up. And he's not going anywhere until some guy goes there who wants to find out about Michael Myers. So he brings his mask. This guy brings his mask with him. And you know how like a bad person might try and anger a dog who's on a chain?
Right.
That's what this guy does with the mask.
He tries to pee.
Yeah, he tries to piss off Michael Myers, and he does. The last thing you see on the trailer is like the chain ready to explode.
Oh, Lord.
And Jamie, And Jamie Lee Curtis says that she's basically still alive for one reason, is that she's living for the day that they release him so that she can kill him.
Oh.
Wow. I just can't believe
apparently Jamie
dead yet.
Apparently, Jamie missed the other 20 episodes because apparently Jamie has a rifle, all right? Jamie's armed with, like, a rifle or a shotgun or something. And apparently, Jamie missed the other 20 episodes where, you know, where everyone is, where everything's been done to this guy to kill him. But she must have, like, silver bullets or something. And I don't know what it is. I don't know what would make her. No one would know better than her that you can't shoot the guy to kill him, right? That shooting him is a totally inadequate way to actually kill him. That so far, over 40 years and 20-plus episodes of Halloween, there's not been any way to kill him. You know,
you can't kill him.
No, he's been drowned, he's been shot, he's been thrown off buildings, he's been run over by vehicles. I mean,
do they ever go and get the body and do something with the dead body, or do they just go, oh, we killed him and run off? See, that's the problem.
I don't know.
You have to dispose of the body to make sure that the thing is dead.
I don't know, but all Jamie's armed with is a gun. Now, again, if Jamie had seen any of the other previous episodes,
he knows that a gun wasn't going to work.
Right, here's what happened.
Well, the one with her,
right?
In it. Yeah.
Right, Jamie, you should know this, Jamie, because no one should know this better than you. But here's what happens: you shoot him 6 times, he falls down on the ground flat. And then you go and do something else because he's dead.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 5 minutes later, you go back to where he was, and he's not there anymore. It's the same story in every single episode. It happens in every single episode. You know, here's the other thing. Since so many of these episodes have sucked, remember they had that one about the mask that wasn't even related? It was Halloween, but it wasn't even related to the storyline. There was no Michael Myers in it, remember? That's the dumbest one ever.
They just used the mask and the person.
Not that mask. No. This is the worst horror movie ever made. The people will know which one it is. The same people who know about all the herpes viruses who called on the text line or wrote on the text line. Because Ramona tells me we had like 100 people right on the text line who are experts on the herpes viruses.
Yeah.
Probably the same people who are the experts on the peephole cameras.
Because the computer.
Didn't want to touch the mouse that goes to the computer. Exactly. So in other words, you know, you can't, Jamie, you can't kill Michael that way.
Yeah.
He doesn't die. Right, but, you know, on the other hand, if you actually killed him, you couldn't have Halloween, you know, 41.
That's true. Well, you couldn't have
what do we do next year? Right. What do we do next year when Halloween rolls around? But Jamie's back. God's honest truth. Jamie's back as a grandmother. She's gone from high schooler to grandmother in the course of the Halloween series.
Yeah, nothing's worse than a mad grandmother.
Yeah, and Jeff writes, will arthritis take down Michael Myers before a bad hip takes down Jamie Lee Curtis? That's a good point. That's a fair point. You know, at this point, I'm actually rooting for Michael Myers to kill Jamie Lee Curtis.
You know, that would be a twist.
She's been in too damn many of these episodes. Right? That would be a twist.
She's coming back just so they'll kill off the character.
That's exactly right. All right, let's get back to the contest. I just when I saw it the other day, I had to laugh. And now again, John Carpenter is back. You know, Carpenter is an alleged, you know, horror mastermind genius. He has been away from the series for 36 years.
He's the one directing it?
Right. So you would think that this one would actually be the one to see.
Well,
maybe so.
Yeah.
Let me know how it goes.
I want to see it just to watch Michael Myers kill that guy who was taunting him when he was on the chain.
Yeah, the guy probably deserved it.
Because you know he's going to die in a really bad way.
Oh, yeah. Fairly early on in the film.
Yeah, his head's going to be put on a picket fence or something. You know, that's coming. He's going to die in a really bad way. You know that's coming. All right. Go ahead, Ramona. Yeah.
Okay, the next game in the Carolina Alliance Bank Pick'em Contest is Kentucky versus Texas A&M.
Okay. And what you get? What do you have? What do you have? What you do?
I went back and forth. I actually went back and forth. First, I picked Texas. Texas A&M is 5.5-point favorite. First, I picked Kentucky. And I was getting ready to turn mine in, and I thought, you know what? I don't know if I want to go with Kentucky. And so I went ahead and changed it to Texas A&M. So I may regret that.
You know, I'm not even sure who you picked after all that. So you
Texas A&M.
Okay, you picked Texas A&M. All right.
I'm taking Kentucky.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Was there a reason for that, Ramona? I mean, you told me how much back and forth, how much hand-wringing consternation, but was there a reason?
I started out to pick Kentucky, and then I changed my mind to Texas A&M. They're a 5.5-point favorite.
I was just wondering, was this like another little voice in the back of your head, or, you know, was this something else?
I was going to pick Kentucky first because I've heard things about Kentucky, and then I couldn't pass up the 5.5 points.
All right, John, tell me what do you have here?
Well, right, I have Kentucky, and kind of like Ramona said, I went back and forth on this one quite a bit. I think the spread's a bit, five is a decently large number for this game. But right now, Terry Wilson, Benny Snell are just playing really good football, and until someone steps in and stops them from playing really good football, I can't pick against them right now. It's just hard to pick against a rushing attack with that's that effective at this point of the year.
Yeah, you know.
Why don't you ask him to repeat himself?
Because I understand him.
Okay.
You know, when I think about this game, look, obviously A&M is tough at Kyle Field, and they've played a really tough schedule, and that they've already faced the likes of Clemson and Alabama. That's pretty daunting. Obviously, they came away from those games 0-2, but played Clemson in a very tough game, could have won that game, and had to play in Tuscaloosa against Alabama where no one's going to win. So, you know, they've had a tough go. I still think, I'm not sure what to make of this team. I mean, are they just a team that, playing with those big targets, they focus and they give you their best effort, and then against someone that's not as big a name, are they going to show up? I mean, in addition to that, Kellen Mond again threw for 430 yards against Clemson, but he hasn't thrown for more than 210 against anybody else. You know, obviously they can run it some with Williams, but I believe in Kentucky. I just think that at the line of scrimmage, Kentucky's way better than people think. I think they can block and tackle. Their linebacking core may be the best in the nation. And I think that Wilson is getting better on a week-by-week basis. And they have something going right now. They believe in themselves. Here's the other thing. You know, before the season started, if I asked you who is better, Mississippi State or A&M, what would you have said?
Before the season, I would have said Mississippi State.
Right. Well, I just watched Kentucky kick the living crap out of Mississippi State.
Right.
And they came out of that same division. So this stuff about the East versus West, I was thinking about this. You know, we always assume the West is better, West is better, West is better. And at the top, the West is better.
Yes.
But Kentucky's already shown they don't care about that.
Yep.
They've already taken one of the alleged best teams in the West that isn't going to turn out that way and beat their brains in. So why are they going to be afraid of A&M? I don't think they are. I think Kentucky can win this game. I think they're playing well, and I think they're going to go to Kyle Field and win. So I have the Kentucky Wildcats as well. We're live from Twin Peaks. Come see us. We'll be hanging out.
Pendleton's 20th annual Fall Harvest Festival on the Village Green in Pendleton is Saturday, October 6th from 10 till 5, featuring quality crafts, entertainment, food vendors, old-fashioned children's games, and fine family fun. Crowd-pleasing banjo player Charles Wood will be performing again this year, and TJ Land and the Jolly Wingo Band will be picking to get you grinning. Pendleton's own DJ, Patrick Brock, will be on hand throughout the day. Blood Connection Blood Drive from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
Writing is a passion, passed down through generations. Tim's Harley Davidson knows about generations of passion, and they'll show you open road freedom. Climb on your dream bike, twist the throttle, and hear that iconic rumble. It's 2019 model season, so there's a ton of new and pre-loved bikes. Plus, Tim's has a team of friendly experts to make your experience as smooth as fresh pavement. Dare to find your passion. Ride into freedom. Go see South Carolina's oldest dealer, Tim's Harley Davidson, in Anderson.
Tailgating Clemson Style, brought to you by Herb and Carol Tyler of Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. They don't want you to miss out on delicious trays of nuggets, strips, wraps, and the new chilled grilled chicken sub tray, all guaranteed to satisfy. Get gallons of sweet tea or lemonade and one-of-a-kind chocolate chunk cookies. Order early by going online at ilovechickfil-a.com or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson or Chick-fil-A of Seneca so you can tailgate Clemson Style.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Henrik Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Henrik Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Henrik Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehenrikhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehenrikhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Henrik Honda Easily.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Join me and our team for Demo Day, Wednesday, October 10th from 8 till 4 at 1062 Bradley Road in Anderson, 2 miles south of I-85, exit 27 on Highway 81. Come out and dig with link belt excavators and move dirt with Takeuchi track loaders and excavators. Lunch will be served. There will be an equipment rodeo for skilled operators with prizes for the winners. Sign up now by calling 864-277-7272. And remember, if you need to buy it or rent it, get it at Bennett.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-900-4588. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-900-4588. That's 1-800-900-4588.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res, Greenville.com.
Join Out of Bounds with Kwok and Kelly this Tuesday from 12 to 3 at Subway, 407 Sheep Farm Road across from Home Depot in Seneca. Not only will you get a great lunch value at Subway, but you can show your support for the Dabo All-In Foundation and Breast Cancer Awareness by purchasing a Tigers for Tata's wristband. And who knows, there might even be a celebrity guest sandwich artisan there as well. Come out for a great cause and join Kwok and Kelly live Tuesday, October 9th at Subway in Seneca.
Arrowhead Point Golf Club on Lake Richard B. Russell is a golfer's gym. During October, they're offering an incredible $100 foursome special Monday through Friday, which includes golf and cart fee, all on the Golf Week number 3 ranked course in Georgia. Just $100 per foursome Monday through Friday in October. See why so many love playing Arrowhead Point. Call 706-283-6000 and reserve your October foursome special at Arrowhead Point, a golfer's gym in Elberton, Georgia.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I'm not going to lie. I'm impressed.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
The sky is gray.
To the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from the Peaks. Crowd is building. We're gonna have a big group out here. Come hang out. We have football games to watch. We have an NFL game I want to talk about. You remember NFL, John?
Yeah.
It's where the Steelers used to play.
For the yeah. when they rejoin the league, will you let me know?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Well, we'll talk about that NFL game because it's a pretty interesting game. And you know, every time people try and drive the stake in the heart of the Patriots. It turns.
And
it started to turn last week, and you can feel it coming. And I'm going to get into exactly what that means in a few minutes. Before I do any of that, let me tell you about My Garage by Essex. Lester and Roxana Essex, to be specific. Look, incredible people, a great couple. Lester used to design vehicles for the Ford Motor Company, designed the building they're in. He wanted transparency, so he put these giant diamond-shaped windows in the lounge area. So you could sit in the lounge and enjoy all the refreshments, etc., and watch your vehicle being worked on right under your nose. See, who does that except somebody who's honest and good at what they do? That's My Garage. Their team has over 100 years combined experience in the automotive repair industry. Every element of automotive repair, with the two exceptions of they don't do body work, they don't do paint. Everything else, from computer diagnostics on down, they do it all. And My Garage is well known for their work with the exotics, Mercedes, BMW, Lexus, Land Rover, Porsche, Infiniti. But Lester wants you to know that they work on any make and model of vehicle. Any make and model. They'd be happy to help you. They're a Michelin Alliance dealer. They carry Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, many other brands. You get a complimentary brake inspection when you mention my name. You get a 32-point inspection with any oil change if you mention my name. John, have you ever seen a robotic alignment?
I have not.
I hadn't either until I went to My Garage.
Mm-hmm.
A human being never touches your vehicle, and it is perfect every single time. You know, I don't know how many times in my life I've had a vehicle aligned, and I got in it, and I drove down the road. I thought, man, this thing pulls to the left, mm-hmm. or it pulls to the right, the toe's not right, whatever. At My Garage, it's perfect every single time. Call them. Tell them I sent you. 864-633-5800. 864-633-5800. 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson. Go see him. You'll thank me later. All right, Ramona, where did we leave off?
We just got through doing Kentucky, Texas A&M.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm a believer in Kentucky. I just think there's a toughness about them right now that won't be denied. I think they have the answer to what A&M does. They're going to run it right at them and dare them to stop them. And again, I think Wilson balances the offense just enough, and I think he's getting better every game. He still will throw a ball or two up for grabs, and you can't do that and win on the road. And ultimately, maybe that'll be the difference if it goes badly for Kentucky. But I feel pretty good about the way Kentucky is playing. And, you know, here's the other thing. If they hadn't already gone to Florida and won, then I wouldn't have picked them.
Mm-hmm.
But they've already gone to Florida and won. So they've already proven they can take this act out on the road and continue their success. And I'm still not sure what A&M is. A&M is not as good as Clemson made them look that night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if Clemson and A&M play 3 weeks from now, Clemson will kick their A all over the field. So
yeah.
I'm just not sure I'm a believer in A&M. And I think Kellen Mond's perfectly capable of throwing three picks himself. He threw two last week, threw for 200 yards, two picks. And really, the truth is, that's who he is. Mm-hmm. Who he is 200 yards and two picks. That's who he is. He's not the 400-yard guy that Clemson played. He's not. He got hot. He got high. He threw some balls up for grabs. He made some plays. I'm not trying to diminish. He's an athlete. I'm not trying to diminish who he is. I'm just saying that, you know, when you see someone at their best, that's not who they are. You know, who they are is when they're not at their best and they're not at their worst.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ramona.
Okay, the next game is Auburn at Mississippi State. And Auburn is a 4-point favorite, and I wasn't going to take Auburn because I keep taking Auburn and they keep losing, but I decided to take Auburn.
All right, John.
I, too, am taking Auburn, not because of things I like about Auburn, but of things that I've seen from Mississippi State so far that I don't like.
You know, that's almost the danger in this game.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we're all walking down the same sucker path. I mean, because you know, Mississippi State is better than they've shown.
I agree with that.
And, you know, the other thing is Auburn has shown very little offense. They have not been able to run the ball. The offensive line hasn't played well. Jared Stidham hasn't certainly played well. But carry on.
No, I mean that was my reason behind it. It's not from what I've seen that Auburn that has impressed me. It's what I've seen from Mississippi State so far that worries me in picking them.
Yeah, I don't like either team here.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I'm going with Auburn because I believe more in Stidham than I do in Nick Fitzgerald, who I don't believe in at all. I really think they're going to have to change quarterbacks, is what I think. I don't know if it'll come this week or next week, but I just don't think you can keep playing Nick Fitzgerald because he's terrible. He can't play. You know, for several years now, we've heard about how great he is, how he's a round one NFL draft pick and all that stuff. But the truth about Nick Fitzgerald, as I've said all along, is he can't throw.
Right.
He's not an accurate passer at all. I mean, he's barely over a 50% passer, which is hideous in today's A&H, unless you're, you know, running a triple option, which
right.
he's not. And so his strength was, and his confidence, whatever confidence he had as a passer, came from his legs. It came from the fact that he was an elite runner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he gained 1,500 yards in a season playing the SEC. He wasn't a good runner. He was an elite runner, capable of making plays with his legs against anybody they faced, including Alabama. But it's as I speculated, you know, the whole off season, when your bone is sticking out of your leg at the end of a year,
yeah.
and you come back the next year, you're not the same runner.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that's not a little deal. I mean, I saw the man laying on the field with his bone sticking out of his leg,
yeah.
and I'm sorry, he's not the same runner in any way, shape, or form. Okay, and since that's all he did well, what is he? Well, what he is, he's a guy who can't make plays. I mean, he's not any good. It's terribly unfortunate for him because under the new coaching staff, if he still had his ability with his legs and still had a confident source from which to draw, I think that his passing skills could have been cultivated under this staff
mm-hmm.
to become better than they've been. But without that base, he doesn't have any of that. And he's just not a good player. And I'm telling you right now, mark my words, within 3 weeks, he will be replaced as the starter at Mississippi State. Remember where you heard it. All right. I went with Auburn for those reasons. It's more a default process. I don't really like how Auburn's playing. I don't really like how that O-line, the running game, especially Stidham. I don't like the way he's playing. I thought that he would really build off a 3,300-yard year. In which, again, he went 10 games last year, a 10-game stretch where he was completing over 72% of his throws, where he was one of the top-rated passers in the
right.
country. And I thought you'd see a continuation of that. Instead, you've seen it drop off. So, but he's still better than Fitzgerald. And that's really what it comes down to. All right, Ramona.
Okay, the next game is Notre Dame at Virginia Tech. And...
Woo!
Notre Dame is a 6.5-point favorite, and Under other circumstances, I wouldn't take them. But Virginia Tech, I can't take Virginia Tech. Because they don't even make your poll or whatever. And you've never had anything decent to say about them.
That's true. That's like it's nice to know Ramona's listening to the show these days.
Yeah. I am, and I heard that remark. I wouldn't have taken Notre Dame because I don't really like them, but you know how it goes.
I forgot. You don't like Notre Dame.
Right, I don't.
I forgot.
But I can't.
Yeah, I forgot that.
I mean, I can't take them against somebody that never does anything.
Yeah, that sucks out loud. Yeah, that lost to Old Dominion. John?
I'm not a Notre Dame fan either, but Notre Dame has looked impressive the last couple weeks, and Virginia Tech, they bounced back well against Duke last week, but you can't forget about the Old Dominion loss and the change at quarterback. I still think Virginia Tech is trying to figure out who they are with this new quarterback, and I think Notre Dame with the change of quarterback is playing good football right now. They're hot, they're confident, and I think the Irish are going to go into Blacksburg and get the win.
I'll tell you what worries me from the Notre Dame perspective. One, you lose a star offensive lineman out for the year.
Yep.
From an offensive line that was already replacing two top 10 draft picks. And I think that's a problem. Two, you come off what for you is an emotional win against Stanford. Now you're going to go to Blacksburg at night. And I don't care, even when Virginia Tech sucks, to go play them in their building at night can be an adventure.
Uh-oh.
And here's the thing. Ramona doing the Packer backer, uh-oh. And here's the thing. I don't think Notre Dame is as good as they've looked. I mean, Notre Dame's the same team that had to survive a drop pass to beat Vanderbilt at home.
Right.
That barely edged a Ball State team that stinks out loud. I mean, I think they've looked better under Ian Book, but I'm just not sure about the sample size. And I think Stanford, I don't see they're a bad football team, but I don't think they're a good football team. I think they're going to lose to Utah this weekend at home. See if that game's at Stanford. I think they're going to lose that game to Utah, and I just don't think they're any good. I mean, look, Oregon led that team 31-7 before they stole that touchdown away, and then whatever else happened, whatever the lunacy happened in that game happened. So, I mean, I don't think Stanford is that good, I've been really tempted to go hokey, hokey, hokey since they went on the road and beat Duke. And I'm not sure there's that much difference between Duke and Notre Dame. I mean, there's differences schematically. There's differences personnel-wise, strength, weakness-wise. But, I mean, that was an impressive win by Virginia Tech. I mean, you know, especially in light of the fact they just lost Old Dominion.
Right.
We'll get to this and more on the other side. We're live at Twin Peaks. Come hang out with us. We'll be right back.
It's football season, and emotions run high and hot, and it ain't all about the love. Embrace the hate and let it fly with the Hater Hotline. The Hater Hotline is open 24/7. Call the Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049. Then listen up during Out of Bounds every Monday for the Great of the Hate. The Hater Hotline, only on 105.5 The Roar. Sponsored by Bennett Equipment. If you need to rent it from Bennett.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Hey Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs. The crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Looking for a steady job with medical, dental, and life insurance? Clark's is hiring. Join their team today and start your career. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-2847.
My name is Paul. I'm 53 years old. I am working now as a cosmetic and family dentist. Before I started the health there, I had had two hip replacements in the last 7 years of my life. I developed a kind of chronic condition. I was carrying too much extra weight. I heard about the health there on the radio, and there was not a program other than the health there that I thought that, you know, when you finish this program, it's going to leave you with something solid. I went in and talked to the health there coach. I wanted to make sure that, you know, years later, I could still look back and say, hey, I did the right thing. What has surprised me the most about the health there is how easy it is. My goal just about doubled from what I had originally planned to where I ended up just 90 days later. Yes, I have come off medications. I don't take blood pressure medicine, and I don't take cholesterol medicine anymore. And I'm sleeping better. It's my attitude. My wife has noticed it. My daughter has noticed it. I feel good about it. And you gain some energy back. You gain your health back. You gain your life back. And the health there did that for me.
Get your free consultation with the health there today. Visit iDareGreenville.com.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go buy Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey buddy does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Excel Truck Driver Training has your ticket to a better future. Excel offers certified Class A and Class B CDL courses taught by experienced instructors. Your first step to a fun and rewarding career. Flexible scheduling that includes days, nights, or weekends. Class A training is 160 hours. Class B training is 70 hours. Convenient location off I-85, exit 39 in Piedmont. Call today for more information. Don't sell yourself short. Excel. Excel Truck Driver Training. Training 864-844-1961.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Are you kidding me right now?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Tip Tuli Road Rage live from Twin Peaks. Let me tell you where I'll be tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be at George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less than Travelers West. Never any dealer or document fees in Travelers West ever. It's a fact. I mean, George Coleman Ford's an unbelievable place. It's a place to buy your vehicle. When I was there, they had, John, they had an F-150, a new F-150 4x4 loaded, absolutely loaded. The MSRP in it was $53,000. With the discounts, they were offering it for $39.99.
It's quite a discount.
Now, I believe that vehicle sold, and I don't know what the new offerings are, but the point is, cars cost less than Travelers West. That's a fact. There are never any dealer fees or service fees. That's a fact. The people will treat you better than you treat anywhere else. That's a fact. It's George Coleman Ford. It's Travelers Rest. And tomorrow it'll be Road Rage at George Coleman Ford. We'll break it all down for you there. Of course, free Papa John's pizza and free drinks. So if you're up in that area, by all means, bring the family. Swing on by. Say hello. It's George Coleman Ford. It's Travelers Rest. All right, let's get back to the Carolina Alliance You Pick 'Em contest, Ramona.
Okay, you didn't say who you picked in the Notre Dame or Virginia Tech.
Yeah. I seriously went into this thinking I was going to take Virginia Tech. And then I remembered a backup quarterback throwing for 500 yards against them. And I thought to myself, well, then Book's going to be able to throw on them, too. I don't think this is a given, though. I really don't. It's not about Virginia Tech. It's more about Notre Dame. I still don't believe in Virginia Tech at all, which is why ultimately I took Notre Dame. But I still don't think either one of these teams. I don't think Virginia Tech's a top 40 team, top 50 team. And I don't think Notre Dame is a top 15 team. I just think they've benefited from a paper tiger schedule that just continues. In other words, Michigan really not that good. Virginia Tech really not that good. Stanford really not that good. You know, none of these teams are really, and I thought that before the year. I said this before the year, that I thought Notre Dame's schedule looks good on paper, mm-hmm. but I didn't think any of those teams, you know, because remember, I picked Southern Cal to go under the total. You know, like Southern Cal, Michigan, Stanford, Virginia Tech, I didn't believe in any of those teams. Mm-hmm. None of them. So, to me, Notre Dame's schedule, like, looked good on paper, but it wasn't real.
Right.
I went with Notre Dame because I had to pick somebody. So I picked Notre Dame.
Okay, and
by the way, Virginia Tech's playing a backup quarterback now, too. This Hillis kid, he's a transfer from KU. Now, he looked good against Duke. How, I don't know. I mean, but he did. And maybe he'll play well again. Who knows?
Are you ready?
Yeah, ready.
The last game in the Carolina Alliance Bank Pick'em Contest is Texas versus Oklahoma. Oklahoma is a 7.5-point favorite. I took Oklahoma. I don't see anything about Texas. This is the one that has the score, and the number on it was 61, I think, when I looked at it. And so I have a score of 35-28. Which is like, you know, what, 63?
Ramona is playing this thing so intelligently. She really is.
She is.
She's playing it more intelligently than I am. I mean, you know.
I'm downplaying my second place. That's wrong. I wouldn't do that to you.
I meant it as a compliment. Yeah. Somehow it's turned into something else.
Yeah. All right. Like I'm taking it seriously. You're not.
No. It's just
got shit on your own show.
No, what it meant was, you know, I know every little detail of every team in America, and sometimes you can outthink yourself. And you know, sometimes knowledge can be a problem. See, you don't have the knowledge.
In other words, I don't have any knowledge keeping me from making the wrong decision.
Yeah. What you're doing is tactically sound.
Okay, you can't back away from this.
All right. You're taking Oklahoma.
Yes, I'm taking Oklahoma. My score is 35-28.
All right, John.
This is a tough one. The Red River Rivalry is always a closer game played. You know, the last couple of years where Texas hasn't been that good, they still play Oklahoma really well and have won a couple of those ball games. I think it's going to be a very close game. I think Kyler Murray and Oklahoma will find a way to win it late. And since we have to give a score, 34-31, Oklahoma.
34-31, Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma's dominated this series. I mean, what's the record in the last 10 games?
Last time I can't remember, I just know there's been a couple where Texas has been supposed to be really bad. And, you know, they won with Charlie Strong last year there. And I don't have the numbers on top of that.
I think it's like 9-1 or something in favor of Oklahoma. I'm going to Oklahoma. I'm going to Oklahoma because of Kyler Murray and offense and Lincoln Riley. I will say this. I don't love the... You know, I picked Oklahoma as one of my four playoff teams. I don't love the Anderson-less Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the loss of Anderson has been bigger than I expected it would be. You know, I thought you had two talented backs there, and I thought they could maybe make up for it, but that hasn't happened. And so I'm not in love with Oklahoma. What I loved about them was they had Anderson and Sermon in combination with Kyler Murray and those receivers. And I do think their defense is suspect, as we've said. Look, Army went down there and held the ball for 45 minutes, rushed for a million yards, and really dominated Oklahoma physically. Now, I actually did consider Texas in this game. I considered Texas in this game because I think they are a bit physical, although the Maryland game would say otherwise. But at the end of the day, I just don't think Texas has enough offense to exploit Oklahoma's weakness, which is their defense. I mean, how many points is Texas going to score on Oklahoma? They scored, 19 against K-State last week and had to hold on all game? I mean, they led 19-0, and it wound up being 19-14 with Kansas State with the ball with 6 minutes left driving to win.
Right.
So I think they scored 19 points in the game last week against the Kansas State defense that has not been real good.
Mm-hmm.
So... I don't know what Texas's offensive identity is. I think there's a clear weakness with Oklahoma. I think the defense is still suspect. I think they're still vulnerable in that regard. And it may be West Virginia at the end of the year that proves just how vulnerable. But I'm just not sure that Texas can exploit that. So I went Oklahoma. I think I picked it 31-24, I believe. And again, it came down to this. I didn't pick it quite as high, perhaps, as others will, because I just don't trust Texas to be able to score. So for me, it really came down to that. All right, John, we have an NFL game tonight. So that's it, right? We're done with the Carolina Lions Bank Contest. All right, we have an NFL game tonight.
Yes.
Thoughts?
The Colts are extremely banged up. They were fully healthy. I don't think they're that good of a ball club to begin with, and then losing a bunch of starters like T.Y. Hilton. Even Adam Vinatieri's questionable coming into this game. So, and I think the Patriots are now, after everyone wrote them off and said it's the end of the era and all this, that, and the other, that the Patriots are playing hot, they're playing confident, and I think the Patriots are going to end up winning pretty big tonight over the Indianapolis Colts.
I will say this. The Patriots' weakness early in the season has been defending the short passing game.
Mm-hmm.
They were absolutely inept against Jacksonville in that regard.
Right.
Jacksonville ran the same stuff all game. The Patriots never adjusted to it, never adjusted to it at all. The Patriots never adjusted to it at all, and it didn't happen during the course of the game whatsoever. You know, it's more the same all game long. And then you would think the Patriots would have learned something from it, or again, maybe it's personnel issues, but then Matthew Stafford in Detroit, who's not known for his patience or his accuracy in the short passing game, did the same thing to him. Well, that's all Indy's doing right now. That's
right.
Their whole offense. Their whole offense is a short passing game. And so you would think that Andrew Luck and company could do some of the same to New England. So I think there's that element of it.
Right.
On the flip side, the Patriots turned it on this past weekend. When their season was on the edge, they locked down on Miami defensively, got Brady back on the field. Because the big problem for the Patriots in the early season was they can't get Brady on the field.
Right.
It wasn't just that he had no receivers healthy. It was that he couldn't get on the field. These other teams were holding the ball for 7-8 minutes at a time and keeping the best quarterback of all time sitting on the sidelines. The Patriots found a remedy for that against Miami. And Miami favors that short passing game now, too. So the Patriots seem to find some solutions. They're still not completely healthy on defense, and I think they'll be challenged in that regard tonight. But, and I don't know about the health of Gronkowski. He's been banged up, as he always is. And I don't know whether
he's probably good to go, from what I understand.
We'll see how long he's good to go. I mean, that's the question. But they get Edelman back, which is enormous. Josh Gordon, they're just figuring out how to use Josh Gordon. The Patriots love these double slants. And Gordon was a part of that. It was one of his prime routes last week. I think you'll see more and more involvement from Gordon. And Brady may be starting to develop a little something with Patterson as well, who's another big athletic receiver who's never done anything as a receiver, only as a returner. But I think that you're seeing signs emerge also with Sony Michel, who's finally healthy, and you're seeing his explosiveness. Consider this. The Patriots may go from a situation where a few weeks ago their best offensive weapon was Chris Hogan to you may have a team here in the next few weeks that has Brady, Gronkowski, the bands are popular, John. Now people think they're free.
Exactly. Sound like hockey.
Brady, Gronkowski, Gordon, Edelman, Patterson, and Sony Michel. What I'm suggesting to you, John.
That's a lot of weapons.
Yeah, what I'm suggesting to you is that the Patriots have not yet hit their stride, but a few weeks from now, they may replace Kansas City as the best offense in the AFC. Don't be surprised if it happens, because you can see it. You can see it coming. Come on out and join us at Twin Peaks. Come enjoy the food, the atmosphere, watch the games, hang out with us. Let me tell you about Westminster Vision. Doctor of Optometry Paul Coppola, founded 1996. He does it all: vision correction, contacts, lens dispensing. Dr. Coppola is an eye care genius. They even make the lenses themselves, so often they can reuse your existing frames. That's Westminster Vision. Everything gets explained until you get it. They have 3 locations to serve you. The 3rd location in Pendleton is now right across from the QT. Personable staff. You deal directly with Dr. Coppola. 1390 Tiger Boulevard in Clemson. 111 Retreat Street in Westminster. I'll give you the Clemson number. 654-4141. 864-654-4141. Call them. I'll see you tomorrow at George Coleman Ford. Come see us at Twin Peaks. We're done.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar. Sports Flash.
I'm Rich Ackerman. The National League Division Series is underway, the first of two today in Milwaukee. And right now, the Brewers off to a nice start, top of the sixth. They lead the Rockies by a score of 2-0. The runs coming from MVP candidate Christian Yelich with a 2-run homer off of Antonio Senzatella back in the third. Senzatella still in. Meanwhile, Corey Knebel just on the mound for the Brewers. The third pitcher they've used today, with Brandon Woodruff getting the call to start. He went the first three. And so far, the three pitchers combined have allowed just one base hit, struck out 6, and walked 2. The Braves being in this quartet in the National League is a surprise, but not so much for the Dodgers. They'll get underway a little later on this evening, as L.A. looking to get back to the World Series. And Cody Bellinger said their previous success is a big boost.
I think last year we had a lot of young guys, first-time experience in the playoffs. We all still perform.